Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, sissies, you're about to listen to our Portland live show. Now, when you listen to this, you're going to hear us say that we're going to talk about Ben and Mahogany on this episode. Well, here's the deal. Sound person didn't record the second half of the show. So, there's not going to be any Ben and Mahogany this episode. We're going to hopefully talk about them in Seattle tomorrow. We'll just talk about them again, and it'll be new to you, and we'll talk about them then. So, this is the first half of our live show, which is still an hour long. So, you're still getting, honestly, the best stuff, because interviewing Kyle and Noon was just a joy, and they are so wonderful. Poodle and I feel like we made two new friends. So, enjoy Portland Live.
Poodle, are you ready?
This is your Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love? Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Ooh.
Go online.
Mm.
We're catfishing you.
Ooh, it's a black light.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Say it.
To love. It's reality games. Let's love.
Where are my dick pigs at? Where are my dick pigs? Yes!
I just got really scared. I just gotta say, my heart dropped because that guy looks like my ex that I dated for a while. And I swear to God, and I went, holy fuck, is he here to ambush me? In front of all these fucking people? Like, seriously, this is not a planned part of the show. I literally went, that guy is here and he's gonna fuck everything up. You're like... That is not a warning to you. I'm saying I basically ruined his life, so I was ready for him to come and get back at me, so...
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Well, if you'd notice,
there's no Poodle's playpen tonight, everybody.
This was supposed to be Poodle's playpen area, and I had, I had some kind of, like... little, like, stuffed animals that you would wrestle with. And there was a kind of ball pit here as well. And I was told that even by Portland standards, that was sick.
Which is
that
a
it
lot.
Was showing too much, like, it was just filthy and disgusting. And so it was homophobia again.
Again.
Raring
Portland
its head.
Portland is homophobic, that's
you
it.
You might as well be Florida. Fuck Florida.
Gay. We're all saying gay. I'll say gay when I sit on your face.
You know what? Our show is activism in its name, so...
It is.
That's all I have to say. Fuck them. We're gonna... You know what? We're gonna come to Florida just to fuck them over.
Oh, no. Looks like I'm going to Tampa now.
I think this was just you. You look ridiculous in that thing. I just saw you.
You see what it says? It says it's my birthday because it's a
this
birthday
is not
show.
A birthday show.
It's a birthday show.
Give me that.
No, this is given to me by a sissy.
So first of all, I want to say thank you so much to, we had Sissy Coley, who brought us a cake backstage.
Yeah.
A beautiful cake.
And Sissy Robin, who brought us this thing. This. God, I still look at you every time and I'm like, oh my God, is he here?
He's
sorry.
Like, I gave him HPV. Fuck.
Sir. Did he find out? Sir, we're going to have to move you over here.
I should have worn a skirt. Y'all could have seen my junk. I'm so close.
Why are you, like, we can come to the middle.
Oh, okay, we can come in the middle. All right.
You're just hanging out over this side.
We are so happy to be in a city where there's not a polar bomb happening.
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay.
We brought beautiful weather to Portland.
How nice
today.
Is the weather?
It's gorgeous.
Right now.
We went to
I would live here if it wasn't disgusting like the other 300 days of the year.
We went to the Portland City Grill last night. Oh, it's beautiful.
There were lots of straight men doing business to ogle.
Poodle. I said, Poodle, keep looking at the view of Portland. And he would say,
I was like, I am looking at the view.
Y'all, it's a real problem for me because Portland has exactly the kind of guy I'm really into. Not you. Not you.
Wow.
I swear to God, it's. I'm just gonna do the whole thing, the show like this.
He can't.
Because I want to say every time I want to say I did tell you what we were in for.
Maybe you need to have him on stage and you can like have a come to Jesus.
You met moment. I met all your friends way too early.
I'm so sorry. So sorry. Anyway.
Let's do this from here. Why
let's
not?
Just do it. Yeah, let's do
so,
it from here.
So, this feels like we're the Judds all of a sudden.
And we also, we were on Portland
Love
Afternoon Live this afternoon.
Oh.
I just want to say we're at Portland Afternoon Live this week on ABC, so thank you to them. Ooh. So we had a good time.
Okay. Yeah. Be honest, who watches Portland Afternoon Live? Seriously.
Not really. I'm just trying to be nice
and Southern.
If you are
over 70 or you're waiting for your mother-in-law to die,
I'm just going to put
watching
on my,
Portland Live.
Putting on my black honey while you're shady. Thank you.
You're watching Portland if you're waiting for someone to die.
Wow. I've been to the city a lot. This was the first time. I truly love Portland.
I got to say, though, besides all the guys being kind of bearded and brooding, and at any moment they might be not comfortable with their sexualities. All of that. Sorry, sir.
Well, are we going to need to switch sides?
No, I'm. I'm now getting into it. Actually, I'm now totally into it because now I'm now thinking. Remember the times we had? Can we just go back to like it was before?
Wow. I'm so sorry.
I was like, is this on the freebie or will he listen or should I just read the fuck out of my ex? No, I'm not going to do that. I may later. But Portland is just like a special place. So it's really fun. Thank you guys for coming out here. This is kind
yes.
of, a lot of you guys, for a lot of you guys, it's the first time post-COVID.
Yes, yes. So we appreciate you getting out.
Welcome. We're not post-COVID. We're like pre-ejaculate COVID. We're creeping out of your dick.
But you know, I remember that Portland, it has a special place in my heart because I remember I had a night with a very handsome stranger last time I was here.
Yeah, me too. I was in a bar. He was in a bar. I was loaded. And it was wine shit magical.
Let's sing about it.
Let's sing. Well, Portland, when slow gin fizz, if that ain't love, I don't know what is.
We didn't practice this. Sorry.
In Portland. Don't interrupt me, it's Toby.
In the smoke, in a corner of a dark filled room, I was moving too fast, he was still going too slow.
Those aren't the lyrics.
I'm a little drunk. Hog. He gave me a ride on the back of his hog. I knew that night we were gonna raw dog in Oregon.
You know what? That reminds me of the night again.
Oh, yes. I remember the date.
Right? It was like the day after Thanksgiving. I remember because I said to myself, it's the day after Thanksgiving and I'm getting stuffed like a turkey.
Wait.
Wait, what?
What? No. What was
I got stuffed. What was his name?
I don't remember. But did he have a tattoo?
A Woody Woodpecker.
On his stomach?
On his abdomen.
Oh, Jesus. Well, Poodle,
I'm not sloppy seconds, so it must happen earlier.
Okay, but, maybe he went to me.
Who is?
Well, slow gin fizz is mighty fast.
When you drink it by the pitcher and not by the glass.
And if you want to keep your money and you want to keep it class, better stick with your brain.
Not with your ass. I drank too much vodka.
Yeah, I know.
I was nervous. I was like, I just slammed. It's going to be a show.
I was like, now is the time where I take my
None of that, yes. We move the mic stands, right? We're done
yeah,
with these.
Okay, move to the side.
I'm going to move them.
This is the time where we do a little stage work.
All right,
strike
everybody.
Is it time?
Now, look.
I don't know what time it is.
We're going to do the podcast. There might be some special gifts for y'all today because this is a birthday show. So stay tuned.
So, let's do the podcast. Let's do the podcast.
Let's do it. All right.
Maybe it was Memphis. Maybe it was summer nights. Maybe it was you. Maybe it was me. The sugar ride. Maybe it was Memphis.
Do you like how you're doing that? I'm looking like I'm repairing my case like a lawyer.
Like you're in a Tom Clancy novel.
I'm just like this. Oh,
I'm
gonna give you a rebuttal for that.
For free.
Okay, first of all, look at these motherfucking chairs.
These are the best chairs we've ever sat.
Okay.
Ever.
If you see me kind of sitting weird and kind of doing like this, it's not because I don't know how to sit, which is true. I've been very vocal in the podcast about not knowing how to sit like a gay. So I'll be doing like this. I cannot sit like a regular person, but this is actually even harder because I pulled a muscle in my back, not fucking like a lot of people thought. It's a sadder reason. I was doing deadlifts with my trainer and I coughed.
He threw his back out, but he won't want to say, I threw my back out, because that's what old people do.
And I'm wearing those, like, heating things that old people wear. Yeah.
They're good. They're amazing.
Ladies are like, yeah, need those after a night.
Knows it.
I may switch to these.
You should. Okay. All right.
I don't know what's going on. So, y'all... We're here to talk about, obviously, 90 Fiancé, the episode, Head Games.
Head Games. You've been waiting. Wow.
That's when you're just jerking them off and you're crying at the same time.
I'm so sorry.
Tears and jizz just falling.
I'm
on fire
you
tonight.
You have got to get dick down. You have got to.
Yo, but I'll have to lay there in traction. Just like.
All right, who are we talking about? Because you know I don't remember.
Y'all, we have a special guest tonight, so we're going to do two couples. But we're going to do the second half of the show is all going to be about the storyline that has mind-fucked me, which is Ben and Mahogany.
So we are going to talk about...
Okay. I got to get up for this. We all thought this was going to be a catfish, but now it's turned into like the biggest conspiracy since JFK.
It's true.
Oh, my God. Or even the moon landing.
I...
We even think her hair is fake.
Oh, no. What was up with that hair? It was all chunky, like you know how like you cut your doll's hair?
You know what? Save it, save it.
Sorry,
save it.
Like, y'all, my conspiracy, like, tinfoil hat brain is running like a gerbil in one of those balls.
It's true.
Right now. So, we're going to talk about that in Act Two, but we're going to start with, we're not going to do Panama.
And no, oh. Gino, dance for me, Gino. Dance for... Yes, Gino, use your hips, Gino.
I like merengue.
Gino, you're such a... you're such a bad dancer, Gino.
That's actually better than Gino's dancing. And Jake can't dance, so that's saying something.
We're also going to kick Memphis and Hamza to Seattle.
Migo Poopy is going to be on Seattle.
But we're going to... who's the other one?
Well, I think... Oh...
Listen, yo, listen. You didn't tell me about her.
Yo, MT Raps.
You didn't tell me you made a music video with her. Yo, look, yo, I auditioned for MTV Raps, and when I auditioned MTV Raps, they told me I was very aggressive when I said yo.
Okay, y'all, does it feel like she just had a film festival of Friday, next Friday, and like that night, she's like, I need to talk how he talks.
Yo, dude.
And I just want to say, you can't be mad at someone when you're wearing a shirt with their name on it.
The other thing is, y'all, now that they're not together, what the fuck is the bitch going to wear?
What's she going to wear? So we are going to be talking about Kim and Usman on Seattle. So, I know.
Trust me, y'all. You will not go on.
We're giving you, well, y'all get a special guest. And y'all get the joy of Mike and Jimena. Let's jump into it.
Look, I have to eat some crow here.
Me too. Someone's really happy
about
that.
She's ready. It's like, beg for it, poodle.
Not tonight, but...
So, I've been saying, you know, they have the best chance, I thought. Because I thought early in the season, he was going to do whatever she wanted. And
I did not, but she, I did say, I went, I think I said last episode, I went, you know, the thing about what I like about Mike is he sure does have a good heart.
Don't know if you looked
on the internet in 4 or 5 days.
So, y'all, if we make bad choices.
If you've been in a bunker.
Yes.
If you've been in a bunker. Mike's been horrible on the internet, saying horribly racist shit. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé, unfortunately, this season.
Where they don't vet anyone on this fucking show.
Now, it's by no means as bad as Litless Klan member.
Yeah.
But...
Littlest...
You know what? I can't even say it's as bad or not, because Mike...
It's all bad.
It's all bad. Mike, Littlest Klan member doubled down like 10 times. But, like, Mike is trying to say it didn't happen. I think we'll get a weird, maybe, notes app apology, maybe, from him.
Maybe.
Maybe not. He's still not empathetic, empathetic, and he's a piece of shit now. So,
anyway,
we're
finishing them out, so we've got, like, 3 more episodes.
So, and there was also, we don't do all the behind the scenes, but Jimena had been very vocal about saying, you know, Mike threw a phone at her, hit her, scratched her. We believe women. Dead stop.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were let that be heard. But it's to the point where I don't really care what they do anymore. It's they're not good for one another. Neither one of them are hopefully there's enough that hopefully the kids will be okay. That's
he
all.
He got
I
to
really
have sex with
about.
Her. She got her tits. Let's move on.
Sounds like a good exchange.
That's what everybody wanted.
And supposedly the big reveal from Jimena's like trove of tweeting and posting is that she was a cam girl, and they didn't meet on a dating app.
They met on a he was a cam guy.
Lots of guys have met me on
money.
A dating app. Picklefinder.net.
¿Cómo se dice pickle en español?
Don't know.
All right. So, that all being said, let me get my pad here.
So Mike is here, and talk about somebody who can't take the hint. Not even the hint, but just the...
Do you love me? Do you love me? No, I don't. I love you, but I'm not...
She's like, I'm not in love with you. And she's trying to explain to him in a very honestly honest, but also, I don't know, not nice, but maybe kind way of...
It's kind for her. That's how she expresses herself.
This is how I usually...
She's like, you're disgusting and gross, and it's pissing me off, honestly.
This is how I break up with all the hip being updated.
Tell someone how you feel, y'all.
She's like, loving takes a long time to live together. Again, it's a complete change. And so Mike is...
Is it, though?
Well, to Mike, it's a complete change.
This is a great way to say, is it, though, by the way. Is it, though? You go back in your chair and cross your leg.
Wow.
Told you I don't know to sit. Anyway.
If somebody's husband wants to volunteer to just take him out during intermission...
Y'all...
Because he needs it.
Come at me. Come at me if you get to a point where you just need the crazy fucked out of you.
That's where Poodle is right now.
About every 3 weeks, I'm like crazy's right here. And I need to get pummeled and out of me. And then the next day, I'm like, hey. I'm like a Bogwai.
Yeah.
I'm at like stage 4 gremlin right
now. Yeah, you are. You're like the spike, the one with the spike. You're more like the drag queen gremlin, the one with the bad makeup.
Hey!
I'm so sorry.
This is going to be a wild ride of a show, I'm going to tell you right now.
It gets weird in Portland.
Let's move on. She says, I have a lot of doubts. And he's like, let's talk about it later. Okay, night. And they're talking on the translator, and the translator's like, yes, being in love with you is not, it takes time. And it is not something I can do. Oh, fuck, are you going to make me say this to this person who looks like a bird, wish to be human?
No.
Oh, God.
No. Abort.
Why are my circuits embarrassed?
Well.
Fuck, I did not sign up for this. I'd rather be asking a Thai boy for a hand job. That's what I was designed for.
God bless.
This is me crying. Boo, hoo, hoo. Why is this happening?
Why?
Translators are the real heroes of 90 Day Fiancé.
Those poor...
Robotic and human. We're going to get to that later.
Hamadi, y'all. Hamadi. Boy. It said that you would do this to him.
Telenovela acting.
This guy is auditioning for the Birdcage too.
Yes.
He's like,
why? Why would you do this to him?
Look at her tears.
Okay. Can't you? She is human.
Mike's like, you know what? I'm going to call John. John's going to help me out.
What do you mean? You bring John.
Yeah, it's bring John.
This is the guy, by the way, who we found out was his childhood friend and was basically also his bully.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
He basically bullied him as a child and then befriended him. Yeah.
Wow, that's poor me.
I kind of wanted it.
So this is what I want to say about this. You know how, like, I'm watching this thinking, so, you know, I'm a therapist. I've talked to people, and then I say...
No.
But I'm saying, like, I've been in a room where I've talked to people, and then I say, what did I just say? Reflect back to me, and they totally get it wrong. So, because we hear what we want to hear. So I thought maybe Mike heard something different. No. Mike talks to John, and he's like, so, she said she needed some space. I'm sleeping in the kid's bed. He just lays everything out exactly what she said, and I just thought, this guy is fucking stupid. He's so stupid.
Well,
I mean, he's terrible. But even before, I don't feel sorry for him. He's an idiot.
His self-esteem, where he thinks that women are going to, his idea of what women think of him is only represented of how they need him. That's what he needs from women.
Yeah.
Is they need to, I need you to need me, but not in a good way.
Because it's all about his mother's love, because he's still processing that.
Y'all, I don't know if you ever saw a picture of Michael's mother.
Yeah.
That was
Thank
loud,
you, drunk,
and you
loud
weren't even
girl.
Using a
Thank
microphone.
Thank you, drunk, loud woman.
That was loud.
How's Tracy? How's Tracy?
You know what? I respect the hell out of that.
You've been drunk, loud girl.
Nightly.
So have I. So have I.
I don't know who I am if not drunk, loud girl.
It's true.
Nelsie, John's fiance, is going to talk. And I think everyone always thinks they need a kind of final end of the scene line. And John's like, the only light at the end of the tunnel is that you need to see is that door to the plain bathroom. It's this weird...
I wrote, John is right, but not good at colloquialisms.
Yeah.
And whereas they go through all this, John lays it out, and Mike goes, well, maybe I'm getting confused in the translation.
It's to a point, you guys, where there's just no sympathy to be had after a while. When it's hitting you over the head, and there's, I believe, with the producing and the storytelling, there's someone who starts to have a little bit of sympathy. They're like, oh, he's such a nice guy. But there are people like me who go, dumbass! Because I'm a bad person.
Because you're a bitch.
So are you, though.
Because I had empathy. You know, I really had empathy. I did feel sorry. He was Charlie Brown. Womp, womp, womp,
no.
Womp.
The thing
but
is...
No, he's not, y'all. He's not Charlie Brown.
I never... Look. Oh, yeah.
Charlie! As someone in the audience said, Charlie Brown did have black friends. He did.
That takes a change of position.
This audience is chatty.
It's going to be one of those nights where we're just shouting at the stage.
We can't debate Charlie Brown in the middle of a live show. We can't.
Oh, Portland.
Wow.
You loud whores.
You loud whores.
So anyway, they're going to talk to Nelsie, who's going to translate, and they're at this restaurant for privacy.
For privacy.
When I need to chat with someone, I go to Chipotle.
Why not? I've had many a breakup at Panera.
Yeah, me too.
Got that bread bowl? I just eat my feelings.
You say that.
I don't want the soup. Just give me the bread.
Oh, God. Y'all, there's just nothing but sadness in a bread bowl.
Oh.
You know it.
Nothing.
You're just eating your sadness.
I want to say nothing but love in a bread bowl. Nothing. Because I love bread.
But no, I'm saying... You're eating that to fill that, and ain't no amount of bread gonna do it.
No.
But it tastes good right then.
It's true.
So I want to just say, Nelsie, she's talking to Nelsie, and Nelsie's like, okay, and she's like, yeah, he watches me sleep, he watches me sleep, and looks like a giant weird bug.
Accurate. It's the character they wrote out of A Bug's Life because he freaked out the children.
Hopper was like, this guy's fucked up.
It's like, yeah.
Every time he stares at me, I think he wants to fuck me.
Yeah. Ribsy, the water bug, didn't score well with viewers.
Yes. Just creeped all the viewers out.
Yeah, creeped all the viewers out.
Just sitting there like rubbing his hands together like this. See the water bug.
I love that some of you brought your husbands and boyfriends and they're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Buckle up, it gets worse.
Guess where it gets worse.
We're being good right
now. We're being good. That opening of us singing was actually our best job.
So. He says, he's like, well, I was admiring her. Again, creeper. Right. That's what and a guy says of, who looks at a playground.
And he's kind of holding the computer. Okay, wow.
Hey, at least I didn't make a NAMBLA joke like I did in Los Angeles, all right?
We got to keep moving. So, Jimena's like, I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to talk to her. And Mike's like, okay. And so she's talking to him. And then Mike just kind of goes. And so then Nelsie faces her and she's like, girl.
Did you see though when Nelsie, she said, what do you like about him?
I love Nelsie.
Now, she did say, I do love him. He's a nice person. And Nelsie said, she said nothing about liking you.
Yeah.
She said you were filthy and a degenerate.
And slobbish. She said you burp and you fart.
I have a feeling Nelsie has an agenda. Not that I don't agree with it. But anyway.
And Nelsie asks her, she's like, so how do you feel about all the money he's giving you?
Yeah.
But then she finds out that that was their agreement.
Yes. She stopped working.
What happened? Did your odometer go off?
My grinder's going off. So
you didn't turn your grinder off?
Why the fuck am I turning my grinder off? Sir, if you could just wait until later. Wow. I won't get back into this, but it was a great 2 months.
Oh, 16 years.
Remember when he was gone those 2 months?
All right.
He came back more than happy, right? So she said, does it make you feel bad because you stopped working and he was paying your rent and everything?
Because Mike told her to.
Her face was like, he didn't say that. And he's like, oh, yeah, I did. Y'all, this is just, what an unequal relationship. When
Nelsie even says to Mike, she's like, yeah. Mike, you didn't tell me this.
Yeah.
Because Mike is playing the victim.
Ugh. It's all garbage. It's all burned now. Who cares?
And
he's an idiot.
And so Mike says, well, I guess I'm going to get the next flight out.
You know what? He's an idiot who's a troll online, which is even worse.
And it ends with him and it say, are you ending it with me? Because I still need some boobs. Still ask for that.
And a tummy tuck. Y'all. I think she got it. I think she got her tuck.
We don't know if she got it from Mike, but she's had it.
Well, you know, good for her. Get yours.
Get yours, Amanda. Y'all, that's that couple.
That's that too.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
We have
this
tonight.
Is a big deal.
It is.
This has never happened in the Hearst Street.
We're setting this up like it's going to be like, no, it is. It's a big deal. But I feel like we're setting it up like we have like some kind of president here or
something. Well, we kind of do because, y'all, this is maybe, we have tonight here one of probably our favorite couples from 90 Day Fiancé.
Like, me and that guy.
Yeah. We talk shit about a lot of people.
No, I don't think we ever talk shit about these people.
I don't think we talk shit about these people. Do you want to say who it is?
No. Welcome, Kyla Noon from season 3.
Oh, my God. Get up here.
Get up here.
Get up here.
Guys, you guys get the stools.
They gave you stools here. Yeah. Where are we supposed to do? I don't know. Sorry, I just started moving chairs because I just got nervous.
I know. I was like, what the fuck are you rearranging?
Okay.
I love it how I planned all of this and you're just.
I just got so nervous.
Okay. Let me get you a microphone.
Oh, there we go.
Y'all.
Oh my gosh.
They are.
Hi, guys.
Okay.
Hello.
I love it how I'm sitting in a throne and you guys are just like this. You guys, we're so happy to have Portland celebrities here.
Truly.
Also, y'all, unfortunately, Kyle is exactly the type of man who I'm talking about from Portland who looks like this all the time.
Oh, and wait, hold on.
Oh!
Poodle just jizzed his pants.
you got an IPA?
I do love an IPA.
Okay, so you guys, Kyle and Noon were our fan favorites from season 3 and Happily Ever After season 1. They're the kind of only tolerable people from season 1 of Happily Ever After.
Yeah.
I don't know. You like Alexi and Lauren more than I do.
I like Lauren now.
Yeah, boy.
Lauren. Ooh.
Alexi's always fine.
They're nice people, though.
They're nice people. It was on season 2, she was a little... The season 2 tell-all, Lauren got... She wanted to be a reality star. So she started throwing punches. But anyway...
But we really... There's not a lot of people, honestly, we want to talk to. Because Kyle and Kim from Cray Cray said, don't talk to the people on this show. They're crazy.
But I just want to say, we actually have, I can't believe I come up with questions to ask you. But
ask away.
Look.
Thank you for being here. I know that y'all have busy schedules and you just came so.
And Noon's been busy snowboarding her whole life away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love snowboarding.
You're good at it.
Thank you.
You're very good at it.
Thank you.
I'm terrible at snowboarding. I just fall on my ass.
Yeah, we know.
This just struck me. Do you remember, this isn't a question, but do you remember how much you sobbed at Kyle and Noon's wedding?
No, that was one of my questions. It was just...
It was. Y'all, no, it was one of my ugly
questions.
Cry.
One of my
too.
Questions just said, your wedding made me weep. That's it. There's no question.
I cried too.
Yeah,
you did.
I know.
That's what made him cry. Because straight guys are really hot when they cry.
They are.
I also cried at the airport.
Oh, you did cry at the airport.
You did cry at the airport.
Now, I wasn't sure if you'd been crying or you'd been smoking the doobie.
Both.
Exactly. Y'all, the first time I saw that season, I'm like, he just got high as fuck before he filmed this.
He had to.
I was high the whole season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I wanted to remain consistent.
Yeah. No, y'all, I'm telling you, that was one of the things where I'm like, if you've seen people who've smoked weed a lot, their eyes are a little glassy, it's a little red.
But he's too relaxed in this.
He was, but he was also, when Noon would say something, he'd be a little slow on the uptake. But you were still hot, and I still kind of want to bang you.
You are one of the sexiest guys from 90 Day Fiancé.
Sorry,
And we're not into women, but I know women are really pretty. When I want to do their makeup, that means they're gorgeous, and I would love to do your makeup.
But
you're so gorgeous. Yes, you're beautiful. You're gorgeous.
And, thank you.
Yeah, you're smoking hot.
And she's one of the like people on 90 Day Fiancé who's universally loved. Like,
yeah,
thank
people
you
love
so
you.
Much.
No, and I think for both of you, it's just. There's just so much trash.
Yeah.
And people who want to be famous.
I mean,
they don't pay enough to act that crazy. Okay.
They don't. So this is kind of what real tea. I know you would do this again because y'all met one another. Would you be on 90 Day Fiancé again if you had the choice, if you knew?
They just asked us like 4 days ago.
For Happily Ever After?
No, some one of them spinoffs.
Oh.
No thanks.
No thanks.
90,
he said, fuck you, Matt Sharp, and the horse you rode it on.
90 Day Fiancé, you still care about these people? No, but I think the people who do Happily Ever After, there is this element of like, why? It's one of those spinoffs that we go,
well, I guess for money, but they don't pay you that much.
Yeah. So,
that's a fact.
I think.
What was just your experience like for both of you just doing that first season? Was it, like, I know you're going through your own process, but did you feel, was it a supportive experience? Was it crazy? Did you feel like they, I don't know, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I just want to ask what your experience was.
Well, first we decided to do this show. Me and her were in Vietnam on vacation.
Oh.
And she got a email from Visa Journey or something from the producer, and we thought it was like a scam.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, we're on vacation, we'll just play along. And then they showed up at my house.
No.
Yeah. I thought it was fake until they showed up.
So, but you got on 90 Day
Fiancé. I think you may have smoked.
That's why my house was so
that.
Fucked up. I would have cleaned that shit if I knew it was real.
No, I saw you on that Love Games thing, and I was like, he keeps it real. I can hang with you.
That's
because you think it's all ridiculous, and you realize that they script so much, and they put you in a place where you have to react in a certain way, and that's how we take it. We're like, this is ridiculous. Let's celebrate what's ridiculous about it and also acknowledge what's real about it.
There are no scripts.
They do say 90 Day Fiancé is one of the least scripted.
No, I totally agree. I'm saying...
But they were on a different season of 90.
We were on docuseries.
Yes,
yeah,
you were on my favorite... I did feel like there was some reality in you and other people's life, even Alexi and Lauren.
You weren't, yeah, true, but you weren't on the season, you weren't on, you weren't on this season with Mahogany and Ben.
We had Mark and Nikki.
That's...
Oh, okay.
Okay,
okay,
okay, that's
okay.
One of my questions.
Okay.
That's one of my questions. That's one of my questions.
I just...
Okay, who wants to go check on Nikki with me right now?
Okay. Have you found Nikki in their bunker?
How creepy as fuck was he on that reunion?
How creepy was he?
Did you keep Noon away from him? He tried to sue them, so I'm not going to say shit.
Yeah, good idea.
That's smart.
At me, Mark.
But fuck that guy.
We got to have a whole team of lawyers that you used to work for.
It's true. At my day job.
There you go.
What? So besides Mark, who was the most, shall we say, dramatic person behind the scenes at your tell-alls?
Mohammed.
Oh, yeah. That little bitchy queen.
Mohammed.
But you have to...
Wow, I forgot you... Wow, you've met Danielle
guy.
And
that
Mohammed.
That was such
I'm
a
so
season.
Sorry.
Mohammed is... He's such a little bitch.
Yeah.
That was hot.
That was hot.
Y'all, you know it.
It's true.
You know it.
He
threatened to walk out multiple times.
Multiple times?
And then they had to bring in like a show-appointed psychiatrist for him to talk to or something like that.
Whoa.
God, I love this tea.
Wow.
I'm changing positions again. So, another question for you. I said, we said something online that we called you like one of the sexier male cast members of
Night
at
Fiancé. We did say that on Instagram.
And Noon says yes.
Y'all, that's true.
He's brooding. He's scruffy. Do you think he's sexy, Noon? Of course.
Yes, 100%.
Yes. Aww.
That's why she won't let him
kiss
be a...
her. Kiss her. Kiss her. Kiss her.
Oh.
That's power.
That's why she won't let him be a bartender.
That... But no, so let's talk about this. You're a realtor now.
Yeah, I did the whole, what do you want to call it? The service industry ladder.
Been there, done that.
You know, server, bartender, bar manager, back to bartender, and then real estate agent.
Yeah. No, that's every acting friend I have in New York.
Seriously, like, y'all, your face is going to be on like a bus seat, right? Are you, like, going hardcore? Isn't that what realtors do here?
Yeah. No. I think that's Los Angeles.
Oh, it's Los Angeles.
Yeah. I just use Instagram, but I've been doing pretty good.
You are doing great. Y'all, if you want a house in the Portland area, fucking buy it from
Buy
Kyle.
Buy a fucking house from me.
Buy a fucking house from him.
If you want to get the fuck out of here, let me sell your house. I'll get you out.
You have beautiful houses.
Houses.
I want to say, we talked about snowboarding. Noon's big snowboarder. Who's the better snowboarder?
I am.
Oh!
I used to teach when I was 18.
Did we never hear that on the show? Oh.
No.
They decided it wasn't important.
They left the good details out because they were all illegal.
Oh, no.
And you need to stop staring into my eyes because...
Someone just flooded his basement. It's like Hurricane Harvey down there. Just, wow.
So,
Houston,
anyway,
we have a problem.
Or we have a solution.
I bet, because you are beautiful, I bet you get way more creepier people that hit you up on Instagram.
Like,
no, you don't get 90 day creepy people trying to like.
No. But sometimes.
Most people want to rope us into threesomes.
Oh. Well, it is Portland. It is Portland.
It's true. Next question.
Hey, you look like that guy in my DM.
I'm just going to enjoy this. Just going to sit here and enjoy this.
Next question. You can't tell it's me because of the hood I'm wearing. The pup mask that I've got on. So get back up here, you queer.
Okay, hold on.
So I've got to know.
I'm here.
Let's move it. This is like our Regis and Kelly segment. I'm like, so you got a cute dog.
Yeah.
You just got a cute dog.
Oh, your dog is really cute.
Yeah, I just got it like 3 days ago.
So, would you consider naming your dog Poodle?
No, he's a dachshund.
That's fair.
But you know what? I did see one of your names. Y'all don't know this, but some of the sissies do. That's our listener. We call them sissies. One of the names was Bruno, and I just want to say I was a high school mascot, and I was Bruno the Longhorn, so I vote Bruno.
You were a mascot. I've never heard that before.
The name's already been worked out. It was Bruno and one more, and we chose Snoop.
Oh, I love that.
But he looks like Snoop.
It's it kind of sounds
cute
dog.
Like Poodle.
Oh, thank you. The picture very of him cute.
They're the best. They're the best. So it's...
This is just to tide her over till the baby.
Okay. Now I'm into this.
You're so dangerous, brother.
Babies or babies?
I'm uncomfortable.
Whatever happens.
Y'all will make beautiful children. Have like 10 of them.
Oh, sorry. Noon's like,
y'all
gotta
buy some houses for me to afford that.
Yes.
Noon just went, no, no, not 10.
So, no, let them decide to have babies in their time. You don't
so
need
I
to.
Get very Southern mother. I'm like, have babies, Noon, babies.
But
you're
no,
so pretty, Noon. You'd be no, such a good mama.
Hey, I was raised in the Carolinas.
You were?
I'm from South Carolina originally.
So I lived in Beaufort for years.
I love Beaufort, as some idiots call it.
Well, I was more like Paris Island, Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The Marines.
So, oh, okay, wow.
Wow.
But you...
Maybe you should get in my dad's DMs then.
Oh, wow.
He's got long, sexy hair.
I can't look at you anymore because you're staring at me through those eyes. So,
we need
to wind this up because I'm going to have to go to the green room.
But speaking of places, like, so they talked about this on your season, like...
Everyone's actually uncomfortable now. It's not even funny.
Are you here in Portland, or have you thought about going back to Thailand? Like, is this home now?
Portland was always where we moved.
So that was not real?
Because I know you...
I'm not saying that because they'll send... Tia, I don't want to be sanctioned.
We have no money for an attorney. So don't say anything.
Me neither. Sharp, please don't sanction us. I'm not saying shit.
Everything is harassment fees.
They don't listen to our... Well, I want to say they don't listen to... But they did try to sue us because we originally called 90 Day Gays and we got a letter from Discovery and they fucking sued us with a cease and desist letter. And we thought that we had to change our name to Reality Gays.
It was like four attorneys saying, yeah, we're going to take everything you have if you don't change your name.
We'll take your name, every podcast you've ever done, and we're going to have to take Poodle's dildo just because that's gross.
Have a good day. I have two more questions.
Yes.
And you guys have been unbelievable. I have one. The penultimate question is, Kyle, is Noon a perfect angel who must be protected at all costs?
Obviously.
That is what Jake would say about her all of the...
No, I'm like, she's one of my favorite... I love you, obviously. But she's one of my favorite cast members of all time.
She's almost... She's also my favorite cast member.
Yes.
But seriously, I think why everybody... It's just that what you both did was hard. It wasn't easy what you did.
And you lived on love.
You really did. And you both, like, I think probably why they don't do stories like you is we saw you both compromise, listen to each other, treat each other humanely, and also make sacrifices in the name of love. And it just was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing to see.
Like a real relationship.
A real relationship.
And no one ever threw a shoe at one
real
another.
Couple.
Yeah. You love, yes, Darcy said she loved love.
Now, did you, one more question. Have you ever met Darcy Silva?
Not in person, but we played with her on Love Games.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was your impression of Miss Silva?
Actually, after talking to her in person, I think that she's just really fun.
She's really sweet. She's our favorite.
She is really sweet and fun.
Oh, yeah. I have another question. I'm sorry.
Okay, you have yours, because I have the last question.
If you both were couple friends with a couple from 90 Day Fiancé, who would you be couple friends with? I don't even know if you watch the show.
Does it have to be couples, or can we split it off?
You can split it off. You can split it. You pick your friend at Noon, you can pick your friend.
I think Pao is very fun.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I hang out with her before, and she's very fun. Yeah.
All right.
Got it.
I like that. You like a little soft.
Not Russ, though. He's too prissy. Sorry.
I don't think I'd want to hang out with anybody.
No. A man after my own heart. I have one more question. This is more for me, and it's something we
knew.
More
for me, too.
Kyle, your former roommate, Brian.
From New Orleans.
Who walked around...
It's 9 inches.
Who walked... What?
What?
I know what...
That was my question! It's 9 inches! We were right! Everybody, Kyle and Noon!
Thank you. Cheers.
We love you.
Love you too. Thanks for your support.
No, this is great.
What do you say?
He said, thank you for having us.
Oh,
you're too horny. You can't hear anymore.
Sorry.
Your hearing shut off.
Thank you guys so much.
Here, I'll hook you. You're gorgeous. Thank you very much.
Guys. Y'all, it's
thank
so...
Thank you very much. Oh,
if we could
so
actually... Is my heating pack showing?
Sorry.
God, I'm old. So,
I could sit on a fire hydrant right now.
So, yeah, we're gonna wrap this up. It's time for shout-outs. It's time for shout-outs.
It's time for shout-outs.
Ooh, that feels good.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my hands up and shout. Come on now.
Can't move around a lot. This is only comfortable. Wheel.
All right.
All right, Gary.
That was one of the best times of my life right then. I enjoyed that.
That was great, but not even in the top 10 for me.
Wow.
Sorry. Kyle and Nunya were lovely, but... Sorry.
Wow. Now, Brian is roommate. You can call.
You know, wow. We all knew. That was seriously my last question.
He walked around naked all the time?
Yeah.
It was
huge,
very big.
Huge blur box.
Okay, shout-out time. You're first, I believe?
Yeah. To Maddie and Poodle, thank you for being so awesome. We love you. That's
nice.
Sweet.
Shout out to my new Portland friends, Coley Clark and Robin Black.
Happy birthday, Maddie. Love, Eliza. Eliza calls the shouts at every show.
To my wife, Shelly. Thanks for joining me. Oh, to my sister wife, Shelly.
Oh, love a sister wife.
Thank you for joining me in my reality gaze addiction. Dick pig.
Shout out to my disc golf daddy and his big shrimp.
Whoa.
This is one of my favorites. To my favorite pajamas. Can't wait to wear you tonight.
Carrie, we Carl's wives made it to see our gays. Hooray for dick pigs like us. Love you, boo, Lisa.
Shout out to my bestie, Michelle. Thank you for helping me keep my sanity. From Coley.
Shout out to sissies Eliza and Robin for talking me into baking Maddie's cake. Love you to bits, Coley.
That cake looks gorgeous. All right, Poodle, you can say the next one.
This just says, be polite, you pieces of shit.
Too late. Happy 51st birthday to you, Jessica, Ann, and the squad. Cheers and steers, bitch. Get it good.
Get it good.
Shout out to all the Mobile, Alabama sissies. Meet up soon.
Dick pigs unite.
Jessica Ann.
Is everyone in the crowd ready for some new pig royalty?
Woo!
Sue-wee!
To my sister Q, Nanny Boo, and Dare Bear, I'm so jealous. I wish I was there with you. Love, Nova.
Aww.
Yes!
Thank you, Matt, to Maddie and Poodle for helping me stay sane this year. Keep going, Queens, Jenny.
I'm still Jenny from the block.
To all the sissies that are doing their best to just get by, keep the fuck going.
It's from Wilo, Lisa. All right, thank you, Lara and Corey, for coming with me to see these fabulous queens and sissies. Sophia.
To Deb for always being game for anything.
Oh, I'm with you, Deb.
These dick pig queens are our people. Love you, Kari.
You do the next one.
Kari. Oh, in Mama Jovi voice. Oh, shit, Leon, thank you for always watching the trash TV. Well, I love Ellie. Love Mama Jovi.
Fellow Mod Robin, I'm so jealous you are there without me. Have fun, you DP. Love, Jamie.
Yay. To my BFF Gav, who's here and has no idea what's going on, and my BF Connor, who does but couldn't be here. That's true. Like this or that. I like this that.
To my daughter, Delaney, there is no place I would rather be than seeing our favorite boys together.
Oh, not together.
Not together. No.
That's important.
Love y'all at the show and have rainbow sequin birthday sesh for Maddie, Georgia.
That's not going to happen. We've already done what you need to do.
This is happy birthday to Dick.
Oh!
I hate this.
I was made
You're
for a
wearing
sash.
That wrong. That needs to go around.
made to wear a sash.
I like it how I'm the authority on how to wear a sash.
You're not wearing that tomorrow.
Fuck off. Happy birthday to a dick pig sissy, Maddie. That's you. Hope you will have a good one. Keep the fuck going, queen.
To Poot, you are the Maddie to my poodle. We are like the
same.
I love you, Patrick. Thanks for secondhand listening to Reality Gaze with me.
And lastly, to my sweet, innocent sister, Lauren,
you were warned.
Y'all, that are the shout-outs.
We will see you in Act 2.
Go to intermission. Go grab a drink.
Go buy our fucking shit, y'all.
Go buy those shirts, y'all.
My back hurts. Don't make me slap those fucking
t-shirts. Poodle threw his back out carrying those merch shirts. We'll see y'all in a little bit. Have fun. And if you're here alone, meet another sissy. Go on.
Thank you, Colin Noon.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.